This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.
You are running out of time. Listen to me, you're running out of time. You never know when your opportunity is that opportunity. It may not be 2 years from now. It may not be 3 years from now. It may not be 4 years from now. Your opportunity might come in the next 6 weeks. My man told his grandfather, I'm graduating, and 2 weeks later, even before he literally marched, his grandfather passed. Who's gonna pass in your life because you average? Who's not gonna see you blow up? Who's not gonna see you accomplish your goals? Who's not gonna be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor with you? And one day you're gonna be great, but you think you got time. You think you got time, AET, 3 years from now. I'm telling you, you deserve to be great now. Some of you will never be, you'll never have, you'll never do, because you're sitting around waiting on a phone call, because you're sitting around waiting for somebody to give you an opportunity. Your opportunity to get your mama out of that neighborhood and get your mama into a new neighborhood, listen to me, that opportunity might come in the next 6 months. You knew at your job and you like, E.T., look, I just got here. I got forever. Listen to me very closely. You got to hear me. You might be at that job another 10 years. You might be there another 20 years. But that opportunity, somebody's about to leave and get another job. Hear me very closely. Somebody's about to quit. Somebody's about to get fired. And you will not, listen to me, you will not be ready at that particular moment to go to the next level. Question is, will you be ready when that opportunity comes? So you're running out of time. There's a certain determination. There's a certain level of resiliency, a bounce back, a get back up that you have to reach certain levels of success. It's about being prepared beforehand so that when the opportunity comes, you're already ready for the opportunity. It's not playing Call of Duty and waiting by and putting the phone by you, waiting for somebody to pick up the phone and call you. That's not what it's about. Preparation. We're getting prepared just in case the opportunity comes. I don't want to start practicing on the opportunity. I want to practice before so when the opportunity comes, I can stroke it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are who you are in practice when you play. And if you have in practice, then when it's time to play, your play is going to be practiced. You heard me? Your play is going to be practiced. So it's working in the off season. It's doing what you got to do in the off season. So when the regular season come, you ready. You heard me say it before. I am an athlete. I am a professional. So whether there's a game or not, I wake up and shoot. I heard a little kid call me last week. He said, E.T., thanks, bro. I got up today at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm practicing my soccer game. He said, but guess what? That's not what's important. He said, I'm not on the team, Eric. He said, I didn't make the soccer team, but I'm getting up at 5 o'clock every morning practicing as if I made it. There are two types of people. There are people who plan for events, and when the events don't show up, they don't show up. And then there's another group that's hungry, and they want it as bad as they want to breathe. And whether there's an event or not, they getting up. Whether there's an opportunity or not, they getting up and getting dressed. They getting up, they getting out, and they going to make it happen. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I don't plan for events anymore. I plan because it's a part of the process. I plan because I'm a professional. I plan because I create my own luck. You ain't gotta rely on nobody to get off average but you. So if I was to ask most of you, you already know what your challenge is. You ain't dumb, you know what it is. You just don't fight it. And at what point are you gonna fight against that nature in you that you know? And you had a power to be great. It's in you, you capable of it. Now, you have to understand, if you stay average and you stay good, you'll never get to where you're trying to get to. And I'm challenging you to fight it. We all have 24 hours. What makes some of us average, makes some of us good, some of us great, is not the family you was born into. Right? It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with your socioeconomic status. It has everything to do with how you command your life. People act as if you grow up in a house where your parents are rich, you're automatically, bro, we can look at people who grew up in wealth. They own drugs too. They make bad decisions too. Unfortunately, they take their lives as well. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you don't activate you, the environment doesn't matter anyway. It's the mindset. And so when I look back, like I had a victim mindset, like everything was about somebody else. All the anger and the frustration and the hurt, it was all blaming. Everything was about this person or that person or this person. Everything that's supposed to blow me up and take me to the next level is somebody else's responsibility. I never even realized I was where I was because of who I was. And I was actually getting the physical manifestations of my thoughts, of my feelings, my emotions. Like, I was creating this and didn't even realize. I thought my mom created it. I thought my father created it. It's like, no, E, you created this. And I'm going to tell you, the moment I realized you are the greatest common denominator, like, you're the common denominator. Once that realization hit me, it was like, oh, okay, you got some confessing to do, bro. And I'm going to tell you the hardest thing that I've ever done. Somebody asked me the other day, like, what's one of the hardest things you ever done? The hardest thing I've ever done was look in the mirror and tell myself I was sorry. And so the Eric Thomas that you've seen, that dude is the dude that looked himself in the mirror and was like, yo, you owe yourself an apology. You owe yourself correction. You owe yourself change. You need to be taught. You need to be trained. You need to become a better human. That was one of the most difficult days of my life. Was looking at myself, correcting myself, telling myself I was sorry, and then moving forward saying, now what are we gonna do from this point? You always blame somebody, but why? And the reason why is because it was easier to put it on my mom and my dad than for me to have to do the work. Because what I didn't realize as a young adult is that when you say it to somebody else, whether you mean to do it or not, you give them the keys to your life. You said it. They didn't do this, and because they didn't, they got the keys. Feel this word, vision. It means the ability to see the end before you even get started. And that's what I need y'all to do for me. Like, don't get so caught up on, you know, counting the cost. I'm about to do this. No, I want you to see the vision. I want you to see the full picture, and then we're going to walk into it. Like, I had a vision of getting a GED, a vision of getting a four-year degree, a vision. Listen to me, it just didn't happen on its own. I had to see it first, a vision of traveling across the world. I'm trying to tell you, if I could do it, anybody can do it, but it's not working harder. You need to be more disciplined about your mindset. Mm. You're already in pain, get a reward for it. Look, do me a favor. Everything you say, you're right. But why go through life with whatever people did to you when you were younger or a young adult, and then you have to live with it for the next 40, 50 years? All the stuff that you said was absolutely right. My daddy wasn't there. My mama did this. This person did to me. Why would you let them destroy your life?
Let's go.
Why would you let them own you? Why would you allow that thing they did to hurt you now define the rest of your life?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I was in pain. It's real. That's what I'm saying to everybody. We all go through pain. Some of us go through pain and it becomes our tombstone. Mm. Some of us go through pain and it's a scar. And we live a life of reward. So I'm just going to say, you got to deal with all of that. Because when you get here, when you get to this level, you ain't practicing no more. You either got it or you don't. You don't even realize it's a blessing that you're not there yet. Because had you got to where you wanted to get to, most of you might lose it. They looked at the most successful men and women of the world, and they found that they had like 7-8 things in common. And one of the things they all had in common was a routine. They are obsessed with their routine. They don't have a gap of wasted time in their routine.
Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? U-Beauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin.
Add their Super Hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at ubeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You know, I realized the reason why I'm so successful and the reason why I don't get in trouble like I used to when I was younger is because when I was younger, man, my schedule had so many gaps in it. The devil had like, okay, he might pray at 6, but my man is watching TV. He playing video games by 8:30. It's not that I'm sweeter than nobody. The devil can't get to me because all my time is taken up. And by the time he get to me, I'm asleep. I'm too asleep to sin. I'm just being real. 8:30, he like, Eric, you should. I'm like, bro, I'm tired. Come back to me tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, tempt me tomorrow, bro. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm good. My body said, all you got to do is put your shoes on. That's the hardest thing you got to do. Just put your shoes on and I'll do the rest. I can't put your shoes on for you, but put your shoes on and then just go. And I just went and I was walking for the 11 incline boy. And I was just walking for an hour and I was just like, you know what? It's almost an hour. I don't feel like running. My body was like, don't worry about it. We'll get to that when we get to it. I did my hour, was about to get off. My body was like, you know, we run now. I said, what? We run now. Let's go. You ain't tired. I said, I am tired. No, you're not. You just walked for an hour. You're not tired, Eric. Your brain is telling you some dumb stuff. If you were tired, you wouldn't have been able to walk for an hour. Okay, so let's do this. Just run for 2 minutes. I'm trying to help somebody right now go to a whole other level. The Bible says the reason why you go back to sleep is because you've always gone back to sleep. It's like a default. You go back to sleep because all you got to do is stop going to sleep, and then you're going to stop going to sleep. All you got to do is stop fussing and cussing, and you're going to stop fussing and cussing. All you got to do is stop spending all the money you got and start saving it. Listen to me. I became number one in the world. I became a millionaire not because I made more money. I became a millionaire because they told me millionaires only live off of 30% of their income. I want to make it plain for you. I became a millionaire because I did what millionaires did. I stopped living off 100%. I paid my tithe, and then I was like, all right, E, you only got 20% left. Put the rest up. So the first thing I did, listen to me, the very first thing I did to become rich, somebody said, E, to be rich, put 6 months of your earnings to the side. So I was like, all right, bet. That's what the rich told me to do. So I put 6 months to the side. How long did it take? I don't remember, but I put it to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, E, you need to put $100,000 to the side. I was like, all right, $100,000. DD, we're going to put $100,000 to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, you need to get your credit score up to 800. I was like, all right, get my credit score up to 800. Then somebody said, E.T., if you want to be Tony Robbins, there's no way you'll be able to be like those dudes when you don't have the language they have. You need to go get your master's and a PhD from a white institution. I said, what? I went to Oakwood. I went to HBCU. He was like, yeah, but you didn't learn the language of Zig Ziglar at Oakwood. So Oakwood is a phenomenal place. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. I just said something, you missed it. Now you need to go to Michigan State University. CJ, you see my master's degree anywhere? What about my PhD? Not in the office, not at church. You didn't see it in my house? I didn't go to Michigan State to get a PhD. I went to Michigan State to learn the majority language. Listen to me very closely. When you graduate and you get a job, if you want to get paid, you never say no. You never say it can't get done. Don't you ever say out your mouth it can't get done. Even if you feel in your heart it can't get done, you don't say it out loud. You let the broke folks say that. You let the folks they find first say that. You always say it can get done. Even if you don't think it can get done, just say it and try to make up something. But every time I put on a dress shirt and button it up, I just feel, and I hear people say all the time, man, you look like you dressed for success. I'm like, is putting on a shirt and a tie dressed for success? I'm dressed for success. I'm getting paid. I'm dressed for success. I'm not dressed like he dressed, but I'm dressed the way I feel comfortable.
I feel good being me. I feel good not to have to, like, not only can I say no, I don't have to explain why I said it no more. It feels good being me. Because guess what? I can never be sweet being you.
The majority of you are poor because you read poor stuff. You watch poor stuff. For real, you just scrolling through like you ain't got a light. For real, some of y'all on Instagram, you on there for 30 minutes. If I ask you what you saw, you don't even know. You just scrolling through. Rich people don't waste time. They realize it's their most important commodity. They don't watch a lot of TV. They don't do a lot of entertainment. If they're not working, they're studying their craft and getting better at their craft. So I need you to stop having the poverty mindset. So when I quit my job to be an entrepreneur, my mom was like, whoa, what are you doing? I was like, I'm quitting. My mom was like, don't you dare quit. You're gonna embarrass me. You got a wife and kids. Does YouTube have insurance? Does YouTube have a 401k? And I was like, yo, mom, I ain't trying to be funny and I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I love you, but you can't teach me how to be a millionaire because you're not. You come from the working class and I'm not mad at you, mom. We wouldn't be where we are without you, but you told me that every generation is supposed to get better. So I'll take your values, but I won't take your work ethic. Because rich people don't work, they think. Poor people go, clock in, I make this much an hour. Rich people go, I put them to work, and I make this much an hour. See, what happens is you're working for you and your family, one, they got 40 of you working at one time. So they're giving you 20% and then they keeping the 80% off of 15,000 people. So what you have to decide is, are you gonna keep being the 99% or are you ready to be a part of the 1%? Because it doesn't make a difference where you come from, high school dropout. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, GED. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, a 17-year-old mom that got pregnant. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, took 12 years to get a four-year degree. It doesn't make a difference. You know what makes a difference? What makes a difference is when you become a 99% or a 1%. And when I start thinking like, acting like, and behaving like a 1%er. So I went to every single class, and when the teachers was talking, they thought I was just doing homework. I wasn't. I was listening to how they conjugate verbs. I was listening to how they tell stories. I was like, I peeped it out, y'all. They way more linear. So that I realized when you do corporate, it's A, B, C, D, E, F. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's topic, body, body, body. It's topic, support, 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 conclusion. I need your language, though, if I'm gonna compete. I need your rules if I'm gonna compete. I need your codes if I'm gonna compete. The problem with most of you is you don't have a 1% language. You got a poverty language. There was a language that I needed to learn. Does it mean I need to abandon the language that I learned? Absolutely not. Don't be average, like for real, whatever it is you do, do it, and take a different perspective. Listen to me very closely. The problem I have with most kids, if I tell you what it takes, most of you will die of exhaustion. You pass out before you reach 10,000 hours. You just pass out. You don't got the heart for it. You just don't have the stamina for it. You couldn't take what it really takes. Just for those of you who don't know, when they came from Africa and were enslaved, they didn't move them to San Diego. They wasn't doing God's intention. I just want to give you some perspective. They were in Mississippi, Alabama. It was smoking hot, and they didn't quit, and they didn't give up because they said, we're going to get through this for the next generation. Come on. Our Latino brothers and sisters who were migrant workers, they in the heat. There wasn't no AC. And the stuff that y'all complain about, the stuff that y'all think is like hard.
Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? UBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. streamline your routine, and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at ubeauty.com.
IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.